Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. In there, we're looking for all the shows the week after Christmas, week between Christmas and New Year's. I want to give everybody off some time off. So we're all going to go home. And the episodes that we play of all the shows will be highlights, or in our case, lowlights, of the shows from the last year. But we need your help because I frankly don't remember a thing. It's all a blur. So if you go to twit.tv/bestof and just remind us, if you know the day and the time and all that stuff, that's useful. But even if you don't, just remind us of something you liked, something that was good. That should be quick. Outtakes would be good, too. Except that we don't.
Is there such a thing as outtakes?
Come to think of it, that's what you're hearing. We don't edit it. So this is it. This is the show. This is for better or for worse. And in most cases.
This is the only network that only records outtakes.
It's all outtakes, baby. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1346 for Christmas Eve 2011. The worst of the year. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring voice-activated Sync App Link. Now you can control select smartphone apps with your voice, so you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Check it out on the 2012 Ford Fiesta and at Ford.com/technology. And now, get ready for Dick.
Ho, ho, ho! Well, I hope you've had a wonderful holiday season, and I'm sorry to say that there is no weekly Daily Gizwiz this week. We did put the sign up anyway, just to make us feel at home. This week we're going to do a best of... It always was a cheesy sign. A best of the weekly Daily Gizwiz. I think the fire's melting my scotch tape. There we go. Some of the best moments from the year 2011, and one moment that goes back to the year 2010. You'll see why we go that far back in just a bit. But let's get kick it off here with a little Dickie D and the weekly Daily Gizwiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Here's a story about a Gizwiz theme song. With the shows go from 5 days down to one. From brand new weeks to the Gadget Warehouse Friday. They all had to go. Does the Gizwiz need a brand new lousy theme song? Is this fork crazy mixed up spoon and fork?
Gentlemen, once again, it's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz. I'm Leo Laporte, and now the star of our show, Richard DiBartolo. Hey, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing, pal?
Oh, Dick, you know what today is?
Oh, it's the beauty pageant, right? The chicken and legs parade.
The chicken and eggs delay. It is today.
Oh, it's eggs?
Legs.
I thought it was chicken and legs. I thought it was a beauty pageant.
Well, there is actually, believe it or not. I know you're being facetious about the most important day of the year here in Petaluma, California. We take this very seriously, Dick.
I understand it's been going on for minutes.
There is, in fact, a beauty pageant associated with it. It's called the Cutest Little Chick in Town pageant. Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold the phone. I was going to do this Fujifilm camera, but you know we are in Petaluma, California, and this is, after all, the chicken and spam capital of the world. Maybe instead, come over here. Maybe instead I should do this. Dick, have you ever seen a chicken that's... Don't put that at my ear. Stand over here.
Oh, my word.
What is your name?
I'm Pam, and this is Prudence.
Why do you carry a cock around with you?
Oh, no.
Is that a rooster or is it a hen?
She's a hen.
Oh, she's just a got hen. A comb. It fooled me.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So
yes.
She's a... And is she a pet?
She is. Her legs don't work.
So Prudence has to be carried.
Yes. I've had her since she was about 2 days old.
Now, Dick, you can't see her. Let me see if I get her in this shot here. There, now.
Oh, yeah, look at that. You know, at first I thought it was that restaurant last week that you complained that the chicken salad wasn't fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh now. So that's neat. So she's a rescue chicken.
She is. Yep. She was just a baby chick.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. And you have to carry her everywhere.
Well, she can hop. I keep little bungees on her so she can kind of hop around.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
You know, but she's,
really become acclimated to humans.
She has.
She's had acupuncture.
Yeah,
wow.
That didn't help.
Well, Dick is an animal lover, and so now, Dick, we've got a new pet for you.
Yeah.
Prudence.
That's great.
The chicken.
Oh, I think it's super.
Well, thank you for showing me.
Well, thank you.
That's really nice. Thank you, Pam.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
See, so maybe that's better than my camera. A tip of the hat and a nod to the folks at NewTek who make the switcher that we use. There's the chicken's visiting us now at the table. Hello, little chicken. Hello. Hello. Oh, God. Okay. So he's got like a whole dresser. He's got like a whole he's got a whole bunch of people in there dressing him.
Yes, I know. I have Myra here working on it. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Let us unveil.
Okay.
This is the next thing after the Pixel Optics, the self-focusing glasses. This is the next big thing. What the hell are you wearing?
So now, these are drinking glasses.
Drinking glass, like beer goggles.
Drinking glasses.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, folks, for those of you listening and not watching, Dick has a glass of soda in one hand, and apparently the soda is now going around his head and eyes and then out through a straw in the back. So just basically what you're saying is these glasses are just a long-ass straw formed around...
Yeah, that's from the long-ass straw company. I didn't know that you knew about them. No, well, you know what is so funny is... So, I got an ad.
Whoa!
I got an ad for these.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you all right?
I got an ad for these.
Things. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I sent out a tweet saying, these are the stupidest. And then I said, wait a minute. Glasses that are. So I went back and I bought three.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. Stupid. Gizwiz. Perfect.
Stupid. Yes.
What are they called?
And then I started getting it. And then I put the tweet. And then people started. Writing in and going, Dick, these are the funniest thing I ever heard of. I'm going to be the best uncle in the world. I bought 10 pair.
Sure.
These are stocking stuffers. And I suddenly realized it's a very funny idea. I happened to get them on sale of the day, so they were $1. But you can get them for about $3 or $3.50. And you're absolutely right. It's a big, long straw.
Wrapped around your eyes.
It is shaped like eyeglasses.
They, by the way, these will not improve your vision in any way.
No.
Depending on the beverage. What's the brand name? I want to get these.
Okay.
Where do I get these? Oh, poor Dick. He can't hear me. He's encumbered. The guy is tangled up in his glasses. What are these called? What are they?
They are the straw eyeglasses. If you go to Amazon and just type in
Well, they spent a lot of time thinking of names for this one. Amazon.com straw eyeglasses.
Straw eyeglasses. And it should be a bunch of things from about $3 up to about $6.50.
Huh. So you mean there's more than one person that makes these?
Yeah, a lot of companies make them. Some call them silly glasses. Stupid.com calls them something else, but Stupid.com, they're almost $7
there.
Oh,
forget it.
I
see quite a few. Drinking straw glasses, they're $3.19. Silly straw wacky glasses, $3 a pack. So that's not bad.
No,
you get a pack of three for $3.
And
that's not
bad. I'll put a link also in my show notes. There you go. That's what they look like.
3 units per pack, and they're only $2.94. That's pretty good. I think we'll go with that one.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. That's my gadget. What, isn't that fun? I will not aim this at a camera because it would just, but I mean, whoops, wrong end. put it in my mouth.
Oh, my word.
You see how bright it is? I mean, it's intensely bright.
A little cavity there, Leo. Third tooth in the left. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you fixed it. You did it. Wow, that really works.
It's been fun. All right, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to do something I've never done before on this show. I am going to get up.
Something good? Okay.
Did I say something good? Did I say something? It's going to be good? No, I'm going to get up and I am going to wander. So let me see here. I'm going to switch over to camera 8, which is our live cam. And I'm going to take this microphone with me. I don't know. Is this microphone working? Can you hear me? All right, Dick. I'm going to actually wander out into the studio. We've never done this before. Jeff Stewart's running the camera here. Can you hear me all right? You need to turn him up a little bit so I can hear him. And we got Colin on the board. And I'm going to show you my gadget. Ready for the turn the table turkey?
Yes, yes.
This is cool, huh? You've never really seen it like this before. Well, I think a few of you might have seen this turkey. I am very excited about this. This is a 1961 Collins AM radio transmitter that was given to me by Mike DeRoe, who's a great radio engineer. And this is so beautiful, so slick. Look inside this. He's restored these. What he does is he goes around to radio stations that are going out of business, and they're throwing out, or maybe they're going to a new transmitter. They're throwing out their transmitter. He gets these things, and he does it like a classic car. I mean, he's repainted it. He's kept all the original labels. He's polished up the chrome, and it works. You ready? Should I fire it up?
Yes.
All right, turn it on. I press the on button here. Boom. And press the on button here. Boom. Now, look at these filaments. They're just gorgeous. I mean, this thing.
Oh, old-fashioned tubes.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is how radio transmitters work to this day. This was put in service in 1961 in Jefferson City, Iowa, WDLS, and was used until just a few years ago. And he has done such a beautiful job of restoring this. So, but the way you would use this is you can't use this for AM broadcasting because I'm not an AM radio station, but I can use it for AM transmitting. I can use it as a ham. This is set for the 75-meter band to actually do AM broadcasting. And look what else he gave me. This is a Collins mixer, same vintage era. This is in the old days of radio. You'd flip this to program and you'd turn it up and you'd be on the air. I mean, this is how I used to do radio shows. So this Collins mixer is actually working. We put a microphone on this, and then I can transmit ham style using this transmitter. Isn't that wild?
Unbelievable. Leo, back in the day when that was new, what would your guess be that it cost?
Oh, golly, you know, I have no idea. $10,000, $20,000. I mean, these were very expensive. Mike DeRoe, he gave me quite a deal. I did pay him for it because I wanted to make sure his costs of restoration were covered. So we paid him, I think, a little under $3,000 for the transmitter and the mixer and transportation, which was very nice. Was that right? Is that about what? More? It was more than that?
It was more than that.
Oh, well, Lisa says it was more than that. But it was still a pretty good deal. And I'm sure not even close to covering the actual cost of it. Not something everybody could have in their home, but there's apparently quite a movement among ham radio operators who like to use AM transmission to take these old classics, restore them, and use them for ham radio. This is so cool. I am really excited about this.
It's really beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? One more thing we're going to do. It has some solid-state rectifier tubes in here, but apparently we can replace those with tubes that have neon gas inside. They'll be purple. And when you speak, they vibrate. They go,
wow.
Isn't that cool? Wouldn't you like that in Disneyland?
Yeah.
That's part of our AM, ham radio corner. We're going to work on this a little bit more. We got some more stuff. I just need two turntables and a cart machine, and we're ready to do the show. So there you go. It's the first time we've ever done this, wandered out into the studio, but here we are. Thanks to Colin and Liz and to Jeff so that we could come out here and try this. I've never done that before. Pretty cool, huh?
That is neat. Well, you know, normally when I announce that you're going to do the turn the table turkey, other people leave. So this was a nice change where we got to stay and you left.
You know, Leo, maybe you should just put one of those things on your ear.
Oh, now you're talking.
Slap the phone right up against it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just put this on your ear.
A little below your ear.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try that. That's actually, why am I putting it on my cheek?
Put it like that. That's good. Like now, right on my slam cheek. The phone up against it.
And then, I just do and it's not going to fall off. And then I really, and then I have the phone. It's like, and if people say, oh, it pulled it off. So I'll have to let the ink dry. I mean, the glue dry. But if people say, what is that big black dot on your cheek? I'll just say, oh, you know, I blush easily.
Yeah, there you go.
And now
it's a
beauty
mark. You say it's a beauty
mark. It's a beauty mark. How do you like it? It's a beauty mark.
And you say, honey, where's my cell phone? Oh, Leo, it's on your cheek.
It's hanging on your cheek, honey.
Oh, I didn't notice it. Here it is.
Here it is. I misplaced it. Okay, there you go. Very, very exciting stuff that just came in the mail from Scott Paul Technologies. The cell handle and the easy cell holder.
Handle we like.
You'll see it at the CEA line show. So I thought I'd do this before you got there.
Okay, yeah. I am going to that, so I will wear a disguise.
Or wear one of these. And they'll see you coming a mile away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people often write to me saying, you know, there's a mustache gap between you and Dick. Because Dick has such a fine mustache.
Yeah.
And so I've introduced the new Hold It mustache attachment.
Look at that. This is good.
This is good. Now I have a pen on my cheek that's ready at any moment.
Yes. But Leo, is it not time for your salad? Where is your fork? If you had your fork close at hand. Yes.
Perfect. Now you're thinking.
Put the fork in your holder.
Put the fork in the holder. Yeah.
So there you go.
Take the pen out of the holder, put the fork in it.
This thing is universally wonderful.
I am ready.
There you go.
I am ready. I was going to put one on the other side, but I guess I don't need to because I've got the universal.
Well, a knife.
Knife, fork, holder.
Yeah. This is good, Leo. And what's nice is that the mustache covers how the fork is being held, and that way you don't look silly.
Oh, the fork fell off. Oh, dear. The whole thing's collapsing.
This is
very sad. It's just not doing what it's supposed to do.
It is a Bluetooth GPS.
But wait a minute.
Does your iPad have a GPS?
Well, I guess you could buy them without GPS. No, you could buy a straight Wi-Fi iPad. It wouldn't. But all the 3G iPads have GPS, yeah.
Okay. So, well, this is a way to add GPS.
I get it. To ones that don't.
To any Bluetooth device that does not have a GPS.
So this is itself a GPS.
That is exactly right.
That's interesting.
That's exactly right. So as soon as you pair it, it'll tell you to go get the free app, and that will show you the satellite signal strength, your current location, the battery level of the device itself, and it's for both Android and Apple products. Comes with an armband, comes with a little dashboard mount, so if you want to use it in your car, and it's shipping now, and I'm just trying to see, it's going to be under $100.
Ah, not bad.
So for any little device,
I see they have it on Amazon.com.
Oh, okay. Are they selling it cheaper?
$99.99.
Oh, okay.
That's under $100, isn't it?
It is under $100.
One penny under $100.
$100. But it's kind of interesting that the folks are still around making electronics. I had dual turntables.
You know, I kind of feel bad because, okay, so Dual used to be in the turntable business, then turntables went away. So they've picked a business that is sure to last for many years to come, the standalone GPS business.
Well, a little late
to the party, kids.
Well, you talk about late to the party.
Yeah.
Wait till the gadget.
I hear that they're going to be the biggest CB radio vendor in the United States soon.
Wait till Gadget Warehouse.
Really? You got something even more?
It's mean spirited, but I'll get your take on it and the chat room's take on it when we get
now.
There. So, you know, I want you to read it because. And it's so funny because last week we talked about that I ran into the people with the phone handle thing at the CES.
And we had a lot of fun. We made a lot of fun of that thing, gluing it to my face, my head.
And they loved it, and they said, you know, turn around, we're going to stick phones on our head. And then anyway, so at that same show, I found the dual GPS that you could add GPS capabilities to other electronics. And I thought I had sort of explained it okay, but...
Did you not relegate it to the gadget warehouse?
No, was the Polaroid camera.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So this is this you gave a serious review to. I think a positive review, Naz.
Yeah.
But I think that they felt we got it says you got a voicemail too. I haven't heard the voicemail. Did you get a voicemail?
Yeah, I got a voicemail with all the things in the email. To tell you the truth, I thought I just didn't play it all the way through. I figured I'll just read the email when it comes.
This comes from Joanna Lukens of the Dual Corporation, Dual Corp. Per by voicemail, we were disappointed at how our GPS receiver was presented and by how our company was ultimately ridiculed by the show host, who quickly jumped to conclusions without understanding the product and its applications. We feel the... I hope I'm not misrepresenting her voice. I think she sounds somewhat like that. She does. I haven't heard the voicemail, so I don't know. We feel the product was presented incorrectly and inadequately, leaving a lot of information out, including key benefits of adding GPS capabilities to today's most popular electronics. I think we were pretty clear that that's what that was, yes?
Yeah, okay. It's a way to add GPS to an electronic device that doesn't have it.
Right.
And you know, it's a long email. What I did on my website is I took out my description of it.
Right.
And put in all of her copy points.
Please note, this is not a standalone GPS. You cannot really use it by itself. It's a universal GPS receiver that works with many of today's most popular electronic capabilities. Adding GPS to these electronics and allowing them to do more. I guess, I think we said this. I don't know exactly where she's...
I don't know. It's been a 5-star rated on Amazon. Anyway.
Apparently, we didn't read the copy points as she would have liked to have them read.
Right. Well, I did point out that I wasn't a spokesperson and that I just was reporting how I perceived the product.
We did review it.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I'm glad that you put these copy points in. I understand that to avoid any confusion, you completely eliminated that product from all reviews on ABC News.
Well, I asked them if they could do a clean edit and get it out of my spot.
Just take it out
on ABC News.
Because we don't want to misrepresent it. Now, I unfortunately can't go through each and every copy of the podcast downloaded by the tens of thousands of people who downloaded it. But here's what I'd like you to do, folks. Those of you listening at home and who have a copy of last week's Gizwiz episode 1320, if you wouldn't mind, just go and get your copy and just cut out that offending portion. And you could insert the letter that I'm about to read. And then that way your copy at home will also reflect the true value of the XP GPS 150 standalone. Pardon me, not standalone. I think that's the name of it. The XGPS 150, not standalone GPS. Let's just make that clear. It is not a standalone GPS. Is that
it's
the main
to
thing?
Add GPS to
devices. That may not have GPS.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
But she does
and
say,
can
though.
I forward her next letter.
She does
to
say,
you.
Yeah, she does say, by the way, that in fact, it's a really good thing to buy even if you already have GPS. Maybe that's what we neglected to say that for devices like your phone or your iPad that already have a GPS, you may still want to buy this because she says it's a lot more accurate than the GPS inside an iPad and iPhone. Okay. It does not drain the device's battery. It drains its own battery. It's wireless and can be positioned up to 33 feet away from the device.
Okay, and its own battery runs for 8.5 hours.
8.5 hours.
You charge it
almost
USB.
As long as the iPad or iPhone.
Okay, it's 2 inches square.
That's important.
Yeah, because you can wear it on an armband.
Oh, very important. And I do. Maybe this is where they're upset. Please do not take the XGPS 150 internally. It is not for internal consumption. You think it was because we left that out?
This is good.
Don't eat it.
This will just please them no end.
Do not. No, I think it's appropriate to remind people not to eat the Dual XGPS 150.
Good.
It will not pass easily. It's got corners.
Mm-hmm. At least you'll know where it's been.
Well, it's a GPS.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But see, I think that's why people would be tempted to take it internally, because maybe they'd like to geolocate their colon.
I wish this were wireless. I'd love to have an Aussie cam in the studio and just go to it once in a while.
Oh, you mean if it sent the signal?
Yeah. Or just see what's going on, you know?
You know,
This cat cam is actually kind of interesting. Cats have maybe a little bit more interesting life than dogs.
They do, because they go into more secretive places.
Right. They jump up on roofs and things. The dog's not going to walk down the rain gutter like this cat is going.
No. Yeah, that's an interesting cat. Oh, you see, the thing is, cats know when they're shooting video.
Oh.
They go, I'm going to make this look good.
I think we need a steady cat, though, because that's just really shaky.
That is funny.
It's all, you know, it's only a matter of time before you start equipping animals with steady cams and
And then a light panel. We'll have to get our friends a light panel.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of dark. Well, let's attach a light panel to its forehead. Ah, that's good.
How come I only see concrete on this video? Well, the thing weighs 8 pounds, and my dog can't lift its head.
I think it was the boom mic that really put it over the top. Wow. Oh, look, she's drinking.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's, what is she drinking out of?
I don't want to know.
It looks like there's leaves in there.
I have to admit, that's part of the problem of this. You might find out more about your animal than you really care.
Yeah, that you want to know. You want to know.
Friskies used this to make a commercial, The Secret Life of Cats. And let's air that now. I got a documentarian in the studio thinking, for this, I learned. Okay, this is The Secret Life.
That was some smart cat that actually scored their video.
Yeah. A Feed the Senses film. Whoa! He just jumped up on the table.
Cat diaries.
I think it is kind of more interesting with a cat.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right.
Although trying to get the cat to follow the shooting script is a little tricky.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Oh, that's good.
It's playing with the kid. A lot of whiskers. But then you know it's a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you could just put hairs on your cam and put it on a broom handle. And just, you don't even need
one of those
cat.
Magnetic extensors with an LED light. You got it made. See, cats look at cats sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Uh-oh. There's a little bit of a stalking situation going on.
Oh. Uh-oh.
When those ears are back like that.
It's
a cat fight. It's a cat fight. Wow. This is Sam Peckinpah. Eat your heart out.
Wow.
Oh, there. She got the bug.
Oh, right, there are some things you don't want to see.
She just ate the bug. Oh, she's toying with the thing. Wow. Well, I thought, frankly, all the cat pictures on the internet had ruined it beyond repair. But now we're actually going to have cat pictures.
Cat.
Oh, dear.
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
I was going to say, if you want to buy a box of crap to give as a Christmas gift, which evidently a lot of people wanted to do and have asked about.
It's never too late to buy crap.
Boxes of crap, yeah. I'd like to empty the warehouse even further down.
You should have had a Black Friday Dickie D's warehouse crap sale.
I know. I could have lost even more money.
Yeah, folks, don't think this is a profit thing. He's selling them at a loss. He just wants to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You realize at $355 a month for 25 years, that's a lot of money.
And now it's gone up.
Now it's gone up. Now, well, starting January 1st, $395 a month for
everything yeah, must box. Go. Hey, this is it. They've raised the rent sale. Hi, Dickie D here from Dickie D's Crazy Warehouse Emporium. They've raised our rent. We've got to blow it out to the bare walls. Everything must go. Everything must go.
How much
everything
you think a room like this cost?
How much would this cost? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It costs less because I've got to get rid of it. Your loss
how
is
would
my gain.
Would you pay for this 15-piece towel set? Look, you can see right through it.
Bring the kids, your wife, the pink slip, and a hot dog, too. Dickie D's Gadget Warehouse Sale for Black Friday. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
Here, hilariously, is my turn the table turkey. Brush Buddies, Justin Bieber singing Toothbrush. I got it home. This is fresh out of the package. Press the button. Nothing.
Doesn't even work. All right, so, okay, so gadget two, Leo, will be our video of the week.
Our video, that means I have to do something, probably.
You have to go to Mad Mattis.
Yes.
And click on Gizwiz Wets His Pants.
Hey, it's Dick T. Bartolo, the Gizwiz, and I'm talking about my new very, very restrictive diet. Oh, you know,
it's
I think I
eat too,
that's too much for today. But it's amazing. I've been on it a week, and I've lost 145 pounds. But I'm very, very hungry. Okay, so there's instant coffee, instant soup. But up until now, I don't think there has been instant underpants, okay? This is from Archie McPhee, and I wondered, what are instant underpants like? Ta-da!
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Taking
I'm
on them
the...
out of the tin. These have got to be uncomfortable to wear, I'll tell you that. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't do the water thing yet. They're wrapped in, there's a little plastic bin around the edge here. Not bin, a little plastic rim. There we go. Cut that and unwind it. And there's a little cardboard spacer there. And then we have to cut the other end and get that little thing cut. Okay. And now, you know, you heard about wetting your pants? These are pants that you really want to wet. The object is that you drop them into water. That's a little spacer. You put them in water and...
Oh, my God. Why do you want wet underpants?
In theory, they will become underpants. Okay? They are sold by Archie McPhee. Actually, they're all over the internet. They range from $2.99 to $3.99. And I actually got mine from Archie McPhee. And they were $3.50. But I bought like four pair and I got free shipping because it was over $16 or $15. Anyway, so then...
Is anything
after
happening?
They soak... And after you carefully switch bowls while you're talking to people, it actually takes about 5 minutes. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So we soaked these earlier, and we'll see what they... they're not Ralph Lauren.
Put those right on.
yeah, right.
All right, this is... Right, well, for you know what? They're a fabric, and they have elastic.
You can fade out if you want.
And, you know, I guess... I don't know, 32, 34 waist would be the biggest. Kids could wear them. but, you know, the neat thing is, and they're not paper. They are like some sort of a woven fabric. I'll tell you the truth, it's a great idea. Throw it in your suitcase if you ever need
it. No, it's a terrible idea because they're wet.
Well, the thing is, Leo, I'm going to throw away the can, take the little hockey puck, throw it in a suitcase, and... You would not put them on right away, but just use the hotel hair dryer. And if you needed an emergency pair of underwear, this is not a bad thing.
And yes, it is.
Yeah.
They
kind of shrunk a little. Oh, you know, I don't know. And also, when you're making bread.
Now, that's a good idea.
Now, there you go.
It's a hairnet.
If you have a rabbit, then there are two where the ears can
There's
come out.
There's holes where the ears come out. So it's for rabbit bread makers or underpants.
Or underpants. Yeah, exactly. You see, I thought I was going to come out there for the fancy underpants parade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'd be all set. They're not exactly fancy.
No, no.
As you say, they're not Ralph Lauren.
No, no.
I can't believe you bought...
I mean, they were correct. I figured, how the hell can these things turn into underpants?
I can't believe you bought four of those, Dick. That's ridiculous.
That is... Well, you know why? Because I thought, if the demo goes wrong, I need backups. So I found a very interesting product. And when I walked by, I said to the guy, what is the anti-lick strip?
Oh, boy.
And he said... It's for dogs who have hot spots or an injury they're constantly, and they put those giant collars on them.
That's so humiliating.
I know. So what this does
after my vasectomy, my wife got me one of those, and I just didn't think that was right.
No, well, you know, not for 2 years. No. I think it was just supposed to wear it.
I couldn't get
through
a door. I'd go clonk, clonk.
I know. But when you found out it could be used as a megaphone, that's when you didn't want to take it off.
Well, I kept licking. I mean, she had to do something.
Well, then you needed the anti-lick strip. So this is it. It's like a giant bandage that goes on over the hot spot, and it's designed like a bandage. I know, he's laughing already. And I knew you were going to say, well, what does it taste like? So I said to the guy, what's in this? So
he said something you don't want to lick, obviously.
Well, pepper, oregano, lemon powder, clove oil. So I said, well, can I lick it? And he said, why not? It's nothing. So you were going to ask, and I'm going to just see what it's like. Okay.
No,
so,
don't lick it. Are you going to lick it?
Yeah. I said to the guy, can I take one home to lick on camera? And he goes, yeah, you're not going to get sick.
Okay.
He didn't think.
Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on National Netcasting, Dick D. Bartolo is going to lick
the anti-lick strip. Strip prevent bandage. Okay.
I think you're licking the wrong side.
No.
Isn't that the adhesive side?
No, because that's the side that would go down, right?
Yeah, so you lick the other side. You're licking the side that goes, that
no,
sticks
no,
to...
No. This is the, here, this, it would have to go down this way because
right.
this is
so
how it's
so you lick the
on.
Top. Lick the part that has the peppers on it.
No. You know what? It needs... It needs a little salt.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like pepper. There's a touch of oregano. You know what? This is better than some of the sauces I've had that my mother made. No, it's...
Fortunately, I had Dennis...
Now it's getting very peppery.
Ah! I hope you have a glass of water there.
I do. You know what? It's not bad. This on a salad, you know, it needs croutons and a little bit of salt and some Parmigiano Reggiano. This would be really delicious. No, it's not bad. Oh, it is peppery.
It's okay. Starting to get to him. It's starting to get to him.
It really is. Okay, so $8 to $10 for two strips.
Wow, that's expensive. But I guess it's probably cheaper than those cones.
Oh, absolutely. It's only $4 a strip. And they make six packs for $20, so that brings it down to less than $3, about $3.50 a strip.
Not
a
bad.
So, and this is what the packaging looks like.
Now, where do I get this? Is this online?
Petco. It's online. The name of the company is the nurturedpets.com. And also at Petco.
Are you sure it's not neuteredpets.com?
What is it?
Neuteredpets.com.
No, not neutered. Not neutered. Okay. Nurtured.
Nurtured.
Oh, not I need it. The pepper is...
I think Dick's losing it.
No, it's not bad.
What is that? What are you drinking?
Root beer.
Oh yes, that is the traditional antidote.
Yeah, it is
spicy anti-lick strips.
Root beer. Yeah. I like mug. Root
mug because it's got a good foam. Looks like scotch.
Well, that too.
Is it starting to get to you? It's starting to get to you.
I mean, it is peppery, and my tongue is pepperish.
But
I can mark.
We probably should have tested this before we.
No. Why? I figured. Well, I want to get sick off camera. No.
They sell these for not just for dogs, but for horses.
I asked the guy. He said, "For a horse?" He said, "Yeah, they're giant bandages."
Yeah, horses lick.
Yeah,
I think they could sell these at the urologist for just, you know.
Yeah,
just a case. Okay.
Anyway, I think it's a good idea. And
my wife thought of this. She should get a because she that's what she did. She coated my balls in cayenne, and it worked.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. And you still sit on them?
That's why they're red.
I'm trying to save this here. Yes, exactly.
They used to be blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the cayenne. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Dennis just came running in from down from upstairs.
He's worried about you. I think he's worried.
That's better. There we go. Yeah, now I'm really a gourmet. That's why I...
I'm
going to use
the mountain oven.
Mountain house,
yeah.
Heating, cooking, whatever they call it, oven.
Flameless, it says. Do. There's no flame in this.
There's no flame. So you take water.
That's just water. Okay. Yeah.
Just plain water. You take the salt tablet that comes with it.
Oh.
You drop it into this.
Yeah.
And then you shake it up until the pill dissolves.
Okay.
And behind me, you can just see my mountain oven sitting there. So what I'm going to do is when the pill dissolves, I'm going to pour it in there.
This is not going to work. What is it going to do?
This is going to be thrilling. It's going to start steaming.
No, it's not. You're going to put salt water in there.
I have two pot holders here, and I'm going to bring it close to the camera in about a minute, and you will see it steaming. So I'm turning around. And I'm pouring the water.
I know, this I find hard.
I dropped in the little heating pad that you get five of those. I'm dropping the water in.
I find this so hard to believe that this could possibly work.
And I'm putting in beef stroganoff. I'm going to cook beef stroganoff.
But now it's going to be all wet and salty.
This could be a total disaster. So now the beef stroganoff is going in. And all I have to do now is seal the package again. And sealing.
It's not going to get hot.
Okay, yeah, you know what? This is getting very hot on my legs.
No,
okay.
It can't. It's not. Is it getting hot?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God, it's hot.
It is getting hot. I'm going to turn this light on here so we can see any...
Is it glowing?
It's not.
Is it steaming?
It will be in a... Oh, wait. I'm going to hold
it. Is it hot to the touch or just like lukewarm?
No. Can you see the steam yet?
I see the steam.
Steam?
Sure,
does the
Dick.
Steam not show on
it's
camera?
Steaming like crazy. It's steaming like a giant pile of.
What is going on here?
I'm a witness. It is steaming. It's like, and it smells.
Okay. Well, she said that when she first came in the office. That was before.
Oh,
I even
okay.
Started
it's not the
food.
Fault of the endothermic reaction. All right.
All right. So
I have endothermic reactions all night. My wife drives my wife crazy.
Cut back to my.
Oh my God! It's on fire, Dick! Holy cow! Okay.
Yeah,
now
I'm
I see the
here,
steam.
Pal.
Now I see the steam. I hope it doesn't explode.
All right. Okay. All right. No.
Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. I apologize. Right. Clearly, the exothermic reaction is happening.
I have to put on top of a plate because it's burning my desk. Hang on.
If Disneyland bursts into flames, I'm going to feel so bad. Yes, it was our last broadcast.
Okay.
Dick decided to cook stroganoff. How's the stroganoff?
Okay, well, Leo, so now this is... I don't want this to spill on my computer.
Ooh, that looks very white.
Well, you know, the noodles had to be cut into little pieces so they would cook through. But actually, I'm going to taste it. Because it actually doesn't smell bad at all. I have a spare fork if anybody's game. Let me just see.
You know, that's what I look for in food. It doesn't smell bad at all.
No, this is not bad.
is it all right? Would you on a camping trip? Would that be something you want? Yeah, let's get Myra's opinion.
Yeah,
Myra's a gourmet.
Myra's a gourmet.
What do you
She's
think, Myra?
She's going to try it, and then I'm going to turn the camera. We're turning the camera.
All right, there's Myra Joyce, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Myra.
If she doesn't choke on the debt crisis, she'll probably love it.
There you go.
That's a resounding endorsement. She goes,
You know, you could rinse that in the sink.
Yeah, just put that in the sink now. I think that's the best place for it.
No, just rinse that, and then Chris is going to try it. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Leah, I actually keep several of these meals on my boat because if you ever go up river or something and you have engine trouble, always have a meal.
You know that landline phone you got there? Would you call 911? I think Myra's having a heart attack.
You know what? I don't think Myra cooks because she just said, this is the most delicious thing I ever ate in my life.
No, really? No, really, Myra, tell the truth. Was it good?
No, Myra, go ahead.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Come on, Myra.
So far, so good. I'm still sitting.
So good. She's not dead.
Was on the delicious.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
I would give it about 5.
A 5. Okay. Chris, 1 to 10?
Oh, I'd always compliment the cook.
So, okay.
You know, it's a 10, Dick.
It was cooked in a bag by an exothermic reaction. I think you're...
It's a 5.
It's a 5. Okay. Boy, listen, a 5's not bad.
No, I have no taste, so I'd probably love it.
Yeah.
Cool. So you,
I should have had it for John Dvorak last week. That was the funny thing I ever saw. I'm in the kitchen, and suddenly he's looking for food, and the show's on the air.
In the middle of Twit. Right now? I know. He gets up and goes and has something to eat.
Yeah, he's a riot. He's just a riot.
Wow.
And so if you haven't seen the new me, Leo, and you have $6,400.
Oh, it's an expensive toilet.
Yeah. So you want to take a look at that?
Yes. Let's go to the Numi micro site. Boy, does the girl come with the toilet?
Oh, yes. It's a riot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So she's, this is a toilet that you don't mind apparently having in a picture window.
No, exactly. And obviously you need to be dressed in formal clothing
to use it.
Right. Okay.
So is there a video in the gallery?
Yeah. You know, isn't that a video?
Let's get the video here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let them describe the toilet. You have to see it.
To believe it.
In 3, 2, come on, Numi toilet. Oh, something's happening. It's late at night, and you just woke up, and you really have to pee. But fortunately, your toilet is in the living room. So, if you don't mind sitting in a picture window, you can use the...
But notice, as you approach it, it knows you're coming.
It lights up.
And the toilet seat lights up.
And emerges.
And then...
It says, welcome.
Cover open.
What the hell? I don't
and
want my...
And then if you're a man...
Does it know you're a man and flip up the lid?
No, I'm not sure. Then it heats the seat.
It warms your feet.
Heats the seat and warms the feet.
And there's her feet. And there's his seat.
And then, Leo, you get the remote.
It's got an iPad. No, the first toilet with a remote control.
First of all, you have to pick the music you want to sit to. Then you set the temperature. Then you set how you want the bidet, what sort of spray control you want.
It could pulsate,
you
oscillate,
pulsating,
or
insulating.
Oh, my God.
Or you want bubble wrap. And when the bidet is done, it reclines back into the toilet.
And it lights your butt up. With a very bright light.
Now, the thing is, if you had one of these, someone would say, can I use your bathroom? And you'd go, you know what? Could you go in the tub?
because I don't want to ruin the new me.
$6,400. Yeah.
That's the nicest toilet I'd ever put in a picture window.
Yes, it's a riot, though, isn't it?
Wow.
I love that.
They'll sell a lot of those, probably, right? I mean, there's got to be some...
Well, there's got to be some really... well-off folks who would think, I was immediately thinking of the new studio.
I think, we spent enough money.
You know, I know right now you're thinking of the 55-gallon drum, but this would be a little better.
Why not? No? You know, maybe we could ask people for a donation, and if anybody donates $10,000, we'll have we'll name the toilet in your name. We'll have the official, and we'll put it right in the middle of the studio. Apparently, that's where you're supposed to put these things.
Yeah, well, something that beautiful, you don't want to hide it away.
You don't
want to
hide it.
I mean, if you put it in the bathroom, it should have a glass door because people want to look in and
it's
see
so how beautiful. You do it.
And what you what musical choice you made.
I can't believe that they came to the trade show, the Green Show, and they didn't bring the Numi.
Yeah, well, maybe they figured who's going to be at the, you know, maybe it's not a green, maybe it's not.
Oh, it looked like it had on the remote control.
I think it uses champagne to flush. So it's probably.
It did have on the remote control, you could choose the beverage that you'd like to use.
A white wine, yeah. Do you want it? Yeah, flush with white wine or champagne or plain water. Anyway, so the Numi, $6,400.
It's like a bad dream because they, if you didn't see the video, they put that toilet in a big picture window.
Yeah, and the two people that are looking to use it are formally dressed. She's wearing a beautiful evening gown.
Well, they're circling. I think he was saying, no, you first. No, you first. No, please, after you. No, please, after you. And nobody wanted to use them.
And all the people down on the street with telescopes going, one of you do it,
please,
quick.
We want... I don't know about you. Do you ever have... I probably shouldn't bring this up. But for some reason, I often have dreams of using the toilet in public. Have you ever had that experience?
No, my reoccurring dream... It's so funny. Maybe everybody has bathrooms. My reoccurring dream is that every restaurant I go to... The restroom is under construction.
That's New York. I don't think that's a dream.
That's true. That's true. Right. And they go, no, you cannot use the restroom unless you spend $500.
You cannot. I think it probably comes from you know, very early childhood memories and, you know, toilet training or something. But it does seem to be not uncommon. Apparently, Saturday Night Live has something quite like the Numi toilet. Maybe that's where the inspiration came from.
Maybe.
I would show it, but then YouTube would pull the video down, and we don't want to
do
that.
Yes.
So, item number three in your gadget panel, please.
Okay. Now, this you're going to want, and you have people who can build it for you.
I want it already, Dick.
You do? Okay. It was going to be my video over the week, and I got the kit, well, you know what, Leo, I'm going to have you go to a website and just see a touch of video. As soon as you see it, you're going to say, I need that for the brick house. Go to airswimmers.com.
Well, let me try to guess what that is.
Oh,
Air swimmers. Are these like those water wings that you put on your arm and they make you swim better? No.
No.
Swimmers.
This caught people's imagination. I have at least 6 emails in the past 2 weeks. Oh, Dick, talk about air swimmers.
Really? They're fish that swim in the air. Well, that's not probably
pretty
what
much,
I would have.
The video
not what I would have guessed to be. Oh, look, they follow your mouse. Let's look
so
at the
just
video.
Click on that.
Yeah. And, oh my God, they're like they're like blimps that swim through the air.
They are.
Oh my God! So
that was when I got.
That's pretty cool.
When I got the kit, they're 5 feet long.
That is very cool, actually.
And when it said, you know, really for a large room, I thought if I inflate this in here, this will be wall to wall in the poor fish.
But I think this would be great in the studio.
That's what I'm saying. It says big places with high ceilings. I said, I know a place like that. And also, the other thing is, I don't have easy access to helium. You have to fill it with helium.
Oh, you have to? It doesn't come with helium? We'd have to get a tank of our own.
So, no, but I had a scoop mask. I was going to say, boy, the rain is really not letting up.
And then they have it on the subway? That's great.
Swimming motion is really, if you're not watching it, we're looking at a giant fish. It's called a clownfish, or a giant shark. And they're, like I said, they're about 5 feet long, about 3 feet high, and they're remote control. And there's no propeller. They actually move
their paddling. Tail. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, they can't be used outdoors, and they're very lightweight, so you can't have fans or anything on in the room, but they are really amazingly looking. And I did want to point out, Air Swim was one of these things that came on and was a mega hit. And some websites are charging $80, and the list price, I believe, is $40.
Well, look, it says their store, the William Mark Company that makes them, it says the WMC store is currently offline as we are experiencing extraordinary server load. So these are so popular. I could see they Twitter and everything has just gone crazy with this thing. But they say M&M Toys have them. Think Geek has them?
Think Geek has the shark. The clownfish is going to be in a week or so. And they're charging $39.95. So right now, that's your best bet. Toys R Us has them in stock, but I see they're charging $49.95. There is a bit of construction. I did look through the kit. There is a fair number of parts. You do need helium, but the effect is pretty amazing. And again, fly them indoors, no breezes around. But you could really scare somebody with that shark if you flew it into their bedroom or something.
And what's the normal cost? Well, this is $42 on this website. Or you get the combo pack and get two for $79.80.
Okay, that's about the best, because ThinkGeek is $40 each. So that's there you go, the combo pack. Or so you get the little remote controls it up to about 40 feet. And I read some of the reviews online. People online are flipping out. Someone said, "Oh my gosh, I can see that some places sell them for $40 and I paid $80. But to tell you the truth, I'm having so much fun. I don't mind that I spent $80.
I'd love to have these in the studio.
The studio, they'd be great, Leo. You know what? I'll see. I'll pack up my shark and send it to you because
No. Oh, well, if you can't use it.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, you can get helium tanks at, they're telling me, in the party stores. And I think that's right. Rockin' Kitty's right on that. Well, that's really neat. Okay. That's really neat.
I knew you'd like that.
I love
that. I really thought you guys. I thought you were going to be into the mind thing, but okay.
No, the mind thing, well, maybe I don't, because I don't have much of a mind. You know.
Here's a story about a Christmas theme song with the shows to go from 5 days down to one. From brand new weeks to the Gadget Warehouse Friday.
Woo!
They all had to go.
It makes its own shark. Hello!
Leo, what big teeth you have. Oh, that's so funny, Leo.
The shark has joined us.
The shark has his own mic. I love it.
If you're not watching in video, then you're missing yet another visual gag. We do so many
there
now.
You know what? I feel like I'm in a straitjacket today. Like I have no arms. I don't know what
happened. It's the black background. It's made everything disappear.
Only you have arms.
I have arms.
Oh, here come my arms now. Wait a There we go. I'm just waiting for it to begin. Oh, this is great. I'm glad to see the shark in motion here.
It takes four people to do this show, this two-man show.
You don't mind if I drink on the show, do
No,
you?
Please. Have an empty bottle of beer on us.
Yeah, I really am. I'm feeling tip-top. I'm drinking my beer.
And the shark is very upset. He wants a bottle of beer, too. You know, it's Shark Week all this week on Twit, thanks to you and your, what are they called, air swimmer shark?
Air swimmers, exactly.
Air swimmers.
This is the Air Swimmers. Think Geek sells them. And it's
a gadget that I did a couple weeks ago, right. But when I opened the box and realized you needed helium and that you also needed to be kind of handy to put it together.
It's a little bit of a chore. John Jammerbeat took it on himself to put it together, and you have to weight it. They give you little pieces of clay to weight it with so that it's a kind of zero. You don't want it to go like straight to the ceiling, but you don't want it to sink to the floor. Actually, what we went to the party supply store and got some helium, but it's starting to run low. We need to freshen up the helium in it. But this has been a barrel of laughs all week. It's been Shark Week on Twit, and this shark, it's so realistic, and it just kind of swims into it. Really,
he's great.
It feels like it's swimming into the shot. And
also in Disneyland, he would be that would be wall to wall shark because he's almost 5 feet long.
You kind of need a giant studio to do this. I have to admit,
as
you can see.
Yeah. It's great. You have nice control over it, though. He really has good mic presence.
Well,
he's right over it. He speaks clearly.
He's kind of a mic shark or mic hound. Yeah. It was interesting because you don't steer it. You only can flap the tail. And then that thing in the front that looks like a blimp gondola it actually goes back and forth via remote control to make his nose point up or point
down. That's how you're doing that. Oh, so you're actually moving the weight back and forth.
Yeah, that's the only control you have over it is up or down on the gondola to point his nose up or down and then flap the tail. But what we found is that flapping the tail, of course, is the motive force that pushes him forward. But if you keep the tail in one direction or another, it also acts as a rudder. So you, with a little practice, it's not so hard to steer him. He actually works pretty well, and you can see that I've become a real pro at this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you try it? See how you can do.
Oh yeah, let me do it. Okay. All right. So this is up.
Go ahead and do the. Yeah.
He's not moving up.
That's the other thing. It's line of sight. Turn it around. You got it upside down.
From 3,000 miles away, it's hard to see.
Yeah, I understand. Let me just get. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Okay, right, it could be all those rings you're wearing, Dave.
Yeah.
All the piercings. I didn't know. When did you have time to get all those piercings?
I don't know. When did you come out of your body?
That's my second head. Many people don't know about that. So okay, now try flapping. There,
okay, I'm doing it better now. Okay. Yeah, look at him.
Maybe he's a little entangled. Oh wow, there he goes. Wow.
Oh no,
yeah. Not so okay. See now that may so there you go back and forth with the tail and they'll kind of
bow down.
So it takes a little practice. You know, I think if you had small children, they might be a little frustrated by this, but and certainly an adult has to put it together. It is not an easy thing to put together, but it is hours of party fun. If you have a big space like we do, this is perfect for this space. And it does. I think it feels fairly real. I mean, it's not really realistic. It's not like
no, but it's great. I mean, if you were saying earlier that you would surprise a host on it, I imagine when that comes up to you for a second, you're not sure.
Especially when it nuzzles you with its cold shark nose.
Yeah,
Patrick Norton took a knife to it. I had actually restrained Patrick because he was going to stab it.
It's. anyway, that was a RC swimmer, by the way.
RC swimmer. Yeah, it's RC very cool. Swimmers. We've had a lot of fun with it. It has been a lot of fun. So thanks for sending that along. I appreciate it.
No problem.
We're going to stuff you and mount you.
Oh, I hate when I'm caught on camera. When my limbs are caught on camera.
You're so shy. I love that. That's Alex Gumpel, by the way, and Liz Romero, who are our alter egos.
They're actually our hands and our feet.
You see, the shark needs some more helium. We got to get some more helium.
He's fading fast.
Yeah. He's kind of on the floor. Whoa. We could also take some clay out. That would be another way to do it. Down and up and over, around the block and around the corner, there lurks a place that captures people's imaginations, a place their minds can go to wander, where gadgets from yesteryear and days gone by sit and play, enjoying life as if they were still desirable. Yes, my friends, this is the place where gadgets go to wither and fade away. Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When guy just passed away.
Ho-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
In his gadget warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, get that shark out of my face. Dick DeBartolo.
The camera hog.
He's a camera shark.
Tell me again the year you said.
1981. Oh, hide there. 19.
Oh, the shark handler was caught on camera.
We caught the shark handler, and I hope the shark doesn't catch the shark handler. In any event, what we'll be doing is, wait a minute. Okay, I thought there was a shark in the shot with you, but I that must be my imagination. Maybe.
No.
You think there's a shark there?
You know what, Leo? I borrowed like $20 2 months ago.
Oh, a loan shark.
Yeah, and he's all by himself. I guess that's him. I always thought a loan shark would look different than this, but I guess not.
That's a lawn shark, not a loan shark, you guys.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Turn the Table Turkey.
What's up for the shark? What's up for the shark?
Here come the letters. I got the lumpy letters. Here come the gifts with letters now. Here come the gifts. I said the gifts with letters now.
Oh. Looks like you're having a shark sandwich there.
I was going to say, I think the shark is going to read the letter for me.
He's getting right in there. So, Dick,
yeah,
that's it. Time is up. Let's fly the shark and shoot him down. The traditional shark hunt.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're bouncing right off. Shot him right across. He's running away. Run away.
I'm even out for saving sharks. Oh, he's back.
Dick, it's always a pleasure. And thanks especially to the eyes and ears of the Daily Giz Whiz, the weekly Daily Giz Whiz, Alex Gumpel and Liz Romero.
That man.
I don't. Oh, he's got the big gun. He could shoot for days. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We're having loads of fun, kids. Dick, I'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
That shark is still around here, a little worse for wear. I think somebody, I'm thinking it was Sarah Lane, finally just had enough of the shark and pounded the crap out of it. It's just a little shell of a shark now. We're going to take a break and come back with more of the best of the weekly Daily Gizwiz. Our next segment actually goes back to 2010, and you'll see why in a minute. But before we do, I wanted to take a look at the new 2012 Fords. And we were lucky enough to get three of them, a Focus, a Mustang, and a 2012 Ford Fiesta, so we could take a look at the Sync technology in each. Let's take a look at AppLink as it works in the Ford Fiesta from 2012. Watch. Hey, Leo Laporte, Brick Twithouse, and once again, I want to show you the cool stuff Ford is doing in their new vehicles. This is the 2012 Ford Fiesta. Very affordable car with great features, including the Ford Sync. I want to show you how Sync now can use mobile apps on your phone, like Pandora, Stitcher to listen to iPods, Pandora to listen to music, OpenBeak to listen to tweets, and they just added Slacker Radio, too. It's pretty amazing. First, let's get in the car. Almost everything you do with this Ford Sync, you do with your voice. And you know, I kind of like that. So here's the Ford Sync button here on the turn signal. Let's turn the car on and I'll show you how it works. Let's have Pandora running. I'm going to connect this to the USB connector. Notice USB connector right here. I'm using the standard iPhone cable. That's great because it's also charging the phone while I'm listening to it. I can just keep it here, make phone calls. And I do it all with my hands on the wheel, my eyes on the road. Just press this button.
Mobile apps, please say a command.
Pandora. So now my Pandora is connected, and I can listen to a station. Let's say I'll play a station, Lady Gaga. How about that?
Pandora, please say a command.
Play station Lady Gaga. So now I'm listening to Lady Gaga. This is great because it means as I'm driving along, I can listen to songs that I love from artists that I love. I can even create new stations. If I don't like a song that's playing, I can thumbs down it. If I like it, I can thumbs up. In fact, let's do a thumbs up right now.
Pandora, please say a command.
Thumbs up. Thumbed up. How about skip?
Pandora, please say a command.
Skip. All right, now we're rocking. This is all streaming in via 3G. So I could be just driving down the road listening to great radio. If I want more information about a song or I want to buy a song, I can tell it. I can create new stations. So the beauty of this is I don't have to take my eyes off the road. I know it's on the display there, but I don't have to. I can just drive along and I can say, well, what was that song? And it will tell me. I just love that. So you can see how easy it is. You can listen to podcasts using Stitcher. You can listen to music using Pandora. You can even have your tweets read to you with OpenBeak. That's the sync with the new app link. More and more apps all the time, which means more capabilities from Ford Sync. And you don't have to do anything. As long as you got the apps on your phone, that's all you need. Pretty cool. Drive one today at a Ford dealer near you.
I think that app link feature is actually amazing. And it really is because the phone will always be updated, always be able to do new things, and so it makes perfect sense so that the car takes advantage of updates on the phone to bring you new content, and it's pretty amazing. So make sure you drive a Ford at a dealer near you. Now, one of the reasons we wanted to do a Best of the Weekly Daily Gizwiz is we knew that at one point this past year, Dickie D came up with the name for our new Twit Brick House Studios. It turns out, and I thank Bill M. from Michigan for figuring this one out, that he did come up with a name, but it was in 2010. So, with your forgiveness, this next highlight comes from not last year, but the year before. Dickie D names the Twit Brick House. Watch.
Anyway, what's your letter of the day?
Devin Hunter writes, hey guys, I was listening to Leo talk about naming his new studio.
Oh, yes. What are we going to call it?
And I thought I would throw in a few suggestions.
Yes.
It's amazing what a few minutes on thesaurus.com can do with your vocabulary. Oh, Twit Chateau.
Twit Chateau.
Right. Since Leo couldn't afford a real castle. Tech Citadel, a giant spire where Leo can watch goings-on of all things on the internet. Leo's Bastion, the only place Leo can be safe from normal people.
I like that.
Twit Army HQ headquarters.
Oh,
Twit
I like
Army
that. That's good.
Okay. Where Leo sends orders for people to buy stuff from. Twit Mecca? Twit Mecca, I don't know. Devout fans of Twit will
nothing here is knocking me out. Nothing knocking me out yet.
No. Master Twit. That doesn't sound like a building name. No, that's
it's
it.
It's not always obvious. I don't think it's an easy thing. I mean, I think the Twit building, I thought the LaPorte building sounded pretty good until that was vetoed.
Yeah. I know. You're the only one that liked that one.
We were thinking of calling it De Bartolo and Company.
That's a nice ring to
it. Yeah. I get the Fortress of Twititude.
So, Devin.
It's not a cottage anymore, so I don't know what to. It really
no,
is
it's
a factory.
Not a cottage. It is.
It's an old furniture factory, so I think it's something around around those lines. I don't know what we're going to call it. Do we have to call it something? I guess we do.
You really do.
This is a cottage. I mean, I'm not calling it the Twit Cottage. It is a cottage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it needs something Disneyland West.
It's not exactly a tower. It's
we need to refer to it as something.
Alex says Leo Lou Studios.
Oh, Leo Lou.
All I need to do is marry somebody named Lucy and it's perfect.
Yeah, you got it made. That's perfect.
I think Twit Studios is probably what'll end up getting called. I don't know.
Yeah.
We should come up with something clever. It's brick, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's gonna be good
brick
in an earthquake.
Twit House.
You've got it! By George, he's got it! It's built
it's
like a
brick
Twit House. Oh my god! That's exactly what we're gonna call it. Welcome to the Brick Twit House.
Yeah, that's very. Excuse me, what did you mail this to where?
The Brick Twit House.
Yeah.
It's a brick house. All right. Oh, I think you've got... All right, Georgie's got it. See, Dick, this is why you're the creative guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant, brilliant. Dick, have
a
wonderful...
I needed you to throw the word brick in there to get me in a direction.
Uh-huh. Get ready. Put your socks on because... Let me start over again. All right, everybody, put your socks on because it's time to knock them off with the Daily Giz Whiz Weekly. That much exercise since last week.
Wow.
Hey!
What's the headroom?
Woo-hoo.
At the new Twit Brick House.
Have you seen the latest from the new Twit Brick House?
No, but I was wondering, what is the headroom? Have you checked the headroom?
In case I bounce? No. In fact, we have more headroom than before in the new new Brick House. Okay. Let's quickly visit the Brick House cam. If you go to bit.ly... bit.ly/twitdrop, and I guess that's what's going to happen to my head when we open the new place. Let's just check in and see what's going on. How come every time I check, it's like they're just kind of slowly.
I think it's a still photo that they put in front of the camera because they're sleeping.
There's not much going on, but we do have the Stargate in.
Yeah.
Very pleased to see that. So we will be able to travel in time.
Nice.
And that's something we've wanted on the Gizwiz for so long because, frankly, time stands still. It's just such a boring show that we think if we could get right to the end of it before we begin it.
Yeah, that would be good.
It'd be really nice, wouldn't it?
We could start at year 15 and work our way to year 1.
Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, here we are. How many years have we been doing? 6 years?
About.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if
we're in our sixth year. We've done 5 complete years.
If we could just fast forward right to the 30th year and just be done with it, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. But then what do we do?
Here's the other view of the Stargate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you get multi-view. Oh, this is a still. Okay.
That's a still. This is the live cam. And then if I show you the still... Mm. This is basically...
You know, there's more action in the still.
Yeah.
That's strange.
At least that skill saw is poised to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas in the video, it's just sitting there.
It just, yeah.
I think actually that guy there, he's like building iPods. I think he's got a contract with China.
Right. I think that's a cutout figure. I think I saw him down at the restaurant.
We are working. We are working. No, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. It's going to be wonderful, and we expect to finish it sometime in the next decade.
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
The May date, I guess, is come and gone.
Did we say we would get it in May at any point? Did we really? Yeah, no, it's not going to be May.
So are you? Would you like to see the 3D studio, 3D model, oceanstudio.com.
Yes, I do.
So Brent Bai at oceanstudio.com is doing our lighting. He is our lighting guy and our camera guy. And he is. So you've seen this part, which is the front of the.
Yeah, but I didn't see, you know, it was just an empty building. You put those portholes in, right?
These were just open windows. We needed to control the light that's coming in because there's a lot of afternoon light. I am not a master. Oh, this is not going to work. Stop it. I'm not a master of this program. Huh? The hand. But how do I pan it? What? But how do I, like, rotate it? Is there a modifier key? A menu is not going to do me any good. Oh, orbit. Okay, let's do an orbit. Okay, there we go. So this is you on the front, okay?
Okay.
You've come to the right place. This is the front door. Should we go through the front door and?
Oh yeah. Unless I have to use the. Is there employee entrance?
Yeah, that's way down the block. There's a dog groomers you can go through if you...
Oh, okay.
So what I like is that you can come to the front of the storefront and look through the windows and see us working. Because we intentionally put the studio right in the front so you could see us working. But if you come here, we don't want you to do that. We want you to walk through the door. Let me see if I can figure out how the hell this works. Look around. Walk. So what does that mean? I look at this. Got little feet. This is Google SketchUp. Let's walk.
Will I be bigger than in real life?
How do I do this building?
If that's me in scale.
Oh, look, I'm walking. Now I'm going to walk forward. Okay, let's walk. Okay, now try to go through the door, but if you can't, just go through the glass. It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I went through a window, I think.
I think we went through the window. Okay. God, I'm disoriented. Okay, now you're looking up above. Let's pan again. Pan. Go down. Here we go. Okay. 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 So we'll make you about 8 feet tall, okay?
Okay,
now,
good.
Okay, now walk. Okay.
We're walking.
I have no control of where we're going here. So this is Alex Lindsay's area. I don't want to go there. Can we walk over here? Yes, thank you. So this is not yet the. I don't know why Brent didn't put in the Twit logo. That's going to go there, and there'll be a reception desk. I guess he's kind of. This is the state of the studio right now.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So this is their locking special top security door that we're just going to float through. Okay. Whoa! Watch the wall!
Oh, no! I hit somebody's brick!
I got blood on somebody's brick! We're trapped in here. This thing is a piece of crap. Option, run, shift, move vertically or sideways. I don't understand what's going on. Oh, we're back in here. Okay. So just you have to peek through the window.
I assume in real life it'll be easier getting around the studio.
I hope to God it is. All right, walk. Okay. Now, you're looking at... This is actually... Brent did a really good job. Apparently, we can't get through this wall. We're trapped in it. But I'm trapped in the wall. Help me. Help me. Shift to move vertically or sideways. Help me. Oh, dear. Now we're floating in space.
We're up.
Oh, no. We're going to crash into the basement. Oh, God. Okay. Up. Okay. Okay. Stop laughing. The other room, they're laughing at me. They're mocking me. Okay. Click and drag to walk. No. Anyway, there's a tour of the Twit Cottage. Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed it.
It would have been quicker for me to just fly out there.
If you click the tabs on the top, it'll fly in.
Click the tabs on the top. Oh, okay. So here's my... Okay. So this is Belly of the Whale. I don't know what that is. Ooh. Okay. So there we go. That's good. So there's the Stargate. If you look to the right, this is where Tom Merritt and Ayaz Akhtar and Sarah Lane and Jason Howell will be. This will be our newsroom. I don't know what that white thing is. That's something. That's a box. And then if you look...
Those are employees who didn't work out.
They're in there. Right in there. Or future employees. We're growing.
Future employees.
This is where Twit will be. There'll be a round table right here, and that's going to be a Twit gear.
Basketball court.
Yeah. I think the Gizwiz might be here in this area right here. There's going to be like a living room set. Okay. And then offices and desks. And then this, when I do the Gizwiz and you're not in town, I'll do it from here. This is my offices in here. So the cottage is going to all go in here. This isn't done yet. We have other stuff. But the entire cottage goes in that little room. Isn't that great? That's actually going to be my office. So if we go through this door here, I'm starting to get the hang of this. Watch this. See if I can get through the door. There's editors are over here like that. And then if we go through the door, never mind. Help! Run! So, anyway, you kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
We'll make this available to people, but I want to thank Brent from motionstudio.com for doing this. And if you've got Google SketchUp, which is free, you can do exactly what I'm doing, which is basically get lost. Here's the Twit Roundtable. Oh, this is better where you just fly around.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
There's the TNT. And now,
I like the leg irons in the editor's room.
Well, we don't want them. They like to take long lunches.
Yeah, I know.
We don't really want them to do that. So this is it. This is the
and that clock painted on the wall at 5 to 5 was a good move.
Oh yeah, so they'll never know, will they? I'm trapped in the wall again.
I like it.
I don't know what's going on here. Okay.
Up.
Whoa. That's actually the spike. The view from the spy cam is kind of this. So if that's where that's what you're seeing, if you're looking from our spy cam, maybe a little bit higher.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And there's where we keep the dead people. So there you go. A little virtual tour, thanks to Brent Bai of the new Twit Cottage, or we call it the Brick Twit House. And yes. I didn't show you where your bricks should go, but there's a. It's in the right where we first went in. That's where your bricks will go. Dick, this is it. This is the beginning. You are the first show to be the last show from the cottage.
Yes, and I was one of the first shows when you started the cottage.
But you were the last show that I ever wanted to do for the first show for the last show from the cottage.
I know, but I'm the second after the first show to be the premier show at the new building. But at least I got to close out the old building.
Right.
Or should we just do it from the street?
At this point, we might as well be. Live from the brand new Twit Brickhouse Studios in Petaluma, California, it's the Daily Gizwiz. That is good. And we got cake. I'm putting mine back on.
Now 6 hours too long.
I thought it was a script, but I didn't know.
But it's just as dumb.
Hey, everybody! Dick, we have a live studio audience. Look at that.
Yeah.
And we have cake.
Amazing.
And we have you.
And we have you. Yeah, you know, you did Twit first.
Yes, we did. We are brand new. This is our first show, you and me, our first show from the new studio, but the second show of all time from the new studio.
Yeah. But after Twit, Lisa came over and said, "We have to put a paper bag over your head." And I said, "Why?" She said, "We don't want you to see how many people are leaving and not staying." So you people are
there were about twice as many people here. Yeah,
so it's great.
We're really grateful. A lot of people came out to see the grand opening party.
Oh, and that was amazing.
The parade?
The turnover was great.
It was really fun.
We
flipped the switch.
It was really emotional.
We have a great bunch of people behind the scenes who worked very, very hard to make this happen. I thank them all. And here we are in the new studio. And look at this. You can actually see outside. If somebody wanted to shoot you, it'd be a straight.
Oh, that's why they said cover Leo.
Why do you think you're next to the window?
Camera-wise.
No, and look at this delicious cake.
Wow.
Oh, somebody took a big chunk out of that.
How did that? We can get our money back. We can and still eat it.
Hey, actually, I played the wrong theme. Can I? You know, Paul Minshall, who does a lot of our themes. Dan Luders has stepped forward. A lot of people have stepped forward to give us new weekly themes.
Okay.
And Paul Minshall, who did the original D-A-I-L-Y, he's redone it. You want to hear the?
Yeah.
This is the redone.
Yes.
A-I-L.
Yeah.
That's very classic.
Very, very, a little too classic.
I think it's great that they let kids in.
Yeah.
And but who let those guys in the studio? Get them out of here. So this is, it measures it, and it will tweet it out. And so now you know that you have, you see the green here shows that your diastolic is good. It's under 80, which is what it's supposed to be. Your systolic, that's a nice shot. This is me doing it. You want to show that?
Yeah.
That's me. Okay, so one day in the studio, the readings were kind of high.
Oh. Yeah.
So I lay down on the carpet.
And you got it down to one?
I got it to one.
Wow. That's a slow rate.
That's because the dog peed on the iPad. So anyway. I like the spooky lights.
Yeah.
It's dark
in
here.
Great. Are they? Is that on purpose?
No, I think the power bill came and we had to cut back. Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Dick DiBartolo. You can bring the lights back.
And so Leo.
These people walking by, the lights suddenly came on. It's like, surprise! There's a party in here. They're shocked.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yes, yes, there's 50 people in here staring out the window at you. She can't believe it. She's so excited. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Nice to see you. Good, yeah.
Come in. Bring you. Get your gift.
That was funny. She jumped.
That was a riot.
So what do you got? What do you got?
Okay. So, and you said, you know what? We're going to, I'm glad you're doing this because now you gave us an actual date
to open
to shoot for and that everybody would be under the gun.
We couldn't have done it without.
Yeah. So basically I'm responsible for this. If you like the studio, thank me.
So if you enjoyed, nice job. Wow, look how little you got and how big I am.
Yeah.
Dick
DiBartolo. The rush is beginning. It's shrinking.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm shrinking.
Now, finally, Dick is gone. It's just you and me, and actually just a few heathens and me. So this is Rapture Saturday.
Oh, well, Leo, I am so, so ready.
You got your hard hat.
My Gizwiz Rapture hard hat.
I don't know.
And it's very funny.
Is that to protect you from falling shoes? What is that?
In case the buildings will come down.
No. I think it's just people are going to disappear.
Yeah, but I might hit the ceiling while I'm being pulled up to heaven.
Oh, I don't think you're going, dude.
Yeah. It sounded like a good idea. There was a way to vary the amount of noise reduction. But in reality, you didn't want the noise. Oh, my gosh. Is it time to put my hard hat back on?
I would. You've got 1 minute left, Dick. Right. 1 minute. And you seem to be disappearing. I don't know. But
I'm back. I'm back. Oh, you know, I just put more money
now the clock's
in the collection box.
Yeah,
I put
really.
Money in the collection. Another $10 in the collection box. I bought another 2 minutes. And what these guys do is noise reduction. You can also use them with any music sauce. But the nice thing about them is
I like music sauce. Do you have music sauce on your spaghetti, or what do you do music sauce
on? I have them on spaghetti, and I have them with mirrored meatballs. It's an Italian
20 seconds, Dick. 20 seconds to the rapture. 20 seconds, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, everybody say it with me, 8, 7, Dick may disappear any moment now, 4, 5, 4, 3, everybody start undressing, the rapture!
I think it didn't happen. Oh,
he's gone.
It did happen.
He's gone. Oh, wait a minute. There he is.
Oh, those gates.
They're pearly. Oh. No, we shouldn't make fun of the poor guy.
Can you open those gates wider? Family wants to go to the bathroom.
You know, I got to wonder, because he had a lot of followers who sold everything. They sold their businesses, donated money to him so he could buy those billboards. We had one in Petaluma that said the end of the world will happen. So I guess, sorry, kids, you're still here.
Yeah.
What do you think? You know, what do you think they think?
They were interviewing him on the news, and the guy, the reporter said, "You know, this is the fourth time you've said the world was ending. Don't you feel like the man who cried wolf?" And he says, "Not really, because this time it will happen."
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You sure your clock is right? Is that atomic time?
It was atomic time. I think both God and I use the amazing Skyscan atomic clock.
I think he has Heaven Scan, but it's pretty much the same thing.
He's in the sky. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Harold Camping, he's in San Leandro, California.
There he is.
Not far from here. And I got to think he's a little disappointed right now.
Yeah. I've got to think that when his followers catch up to him, he may be in the hereafter.
Well, it looks like it's over for Harold Camping, but still a chance for the Mayans just a year and a half from now. Well, this just in, Dick, this very important news from Rapture Central, Rapture Headquarters, USA.
Oh, okay.
We have survived the rapture. Yes, we have survived the rapture. Okay, just...
Yeah. No. Now, you see, the person who made that really had faith.
He did have faith.
That was going to be able to be seen.
Do you think in an alternate universe people are disappearing right now?
Yes, I do. What's the chat room count number down to?
Oh, you know, we should see. And by the way...
Yeah, see if anybody disappeared.
Let's see here real quickly. Or just how many people are away from keyboard. All the saints are still there.
Oh, okay.
No, nobody's away from the keyboard there. But you're away from keyboard. This could just be a simulacrum that we're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is good. So we survive. That can be our new slogan. We survived the rapture.
All-new, all-dancing, weekly, daily Gizwiz show starring Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dickie D!
Lil, how you doing?
I am great. Look, we've got a great setup here for you with your name in lights.
Oh, in lights, amazing. Why am I pink? I thought we were green.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason. We have this remarkable new green screen technology.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
It allows me to put you anywhere. Oh, my God, he's disappeared. Oh. And
where am I?
Where is he? What's going on? He's disappeared. Pressing the wrong buttons, obviously. But anyway, if we have a green backdrop. What?
Virtual inputs.
There you go. Just like that.
Come on in. It's okay.
Something's wrong.
You know those tourists. Wow.
He's really wrong with his setup. But anyway, there you
Hello, Dickie D. For those of you listening at home, just forget you heard anything at all.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, this is great.
We're looking out the boat there.
Yeah. I've got to talk my neighbor into
getting a little
moving
seasick,
his boat up a couple feet.
Whoa. Wow, that's very realistic. We'll use this from now on when we want to simulate a boat out the... No, the water is... my goodness, the seas.
During the week when the ferries run, you won't have to do that manually. It'll just do that.
Oh, nice. Dick. Oh, Dick, watch out. Oh, no, it's filling up with water. Oh, Dick, oh, no. Oh, no, Dick. Oh, God, oh. Whoops. I shouldn't have moved the mouse. Now, that's quality television. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to see this on the networks.
And Brent Bai, who did all the lighting for the shark, and there's Lisa Collins. Hello.
Hey, there's a show going on here.
I don't know what's going
on. Okay, there's an extra.
Can we just get the guy? He's hovering outside our window. Could you just leave, sir? Do you mind?
No.
Go away. Thank you. All right. Dick, they're painting you.
I can see, yeah.
Yeah.
A little over. Paint some hair on.
Uh-oh, they're opening your window.
Oh, my.
Oh, 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 o They're saying, what happened? Did you? Oh, he's back. Yeah. Oh, look, the green leaves. He's got green leaves shining through him.
It's fall. Don't hit me in the face. Oh, no. No higher. That's as high. Don't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Just keep it right there. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I can oversee. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, thank you.
So, your, what is it, the Asus, the Transformer? The Transformer, would you still purchase
I'll pick him up.
Now? I wouldn't purchase out. This one. Now I would get the...
Get out. Get out.
Quad, wow, that's neat. That's an argument
These
for it.
These pesky little people. Yeah. Out, little person. Out, little person. Yeah. Could you clean my glasses while you're there? There you go. That's it. The other one, too. There you go. That's better. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's good. That's good. I'll give you the... Oh, good. The bottom. Good. Good. Up and down, up and do it up and down. That's it. Good, 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 good. I'm drowning.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me, Mr. Wizard.
Coming this summer.
People wielding their sports.
On the GW.
It's a different kind of sport.
Sport. The television event of the season.
Demanding law and order wherever.
What?
Spork. Spork is one mean.
Shut your mouth.
It's the Spork.
It's the Spork.
It's
a Nork, is it?
No. It's called the Spork.
A brand new kind of cop show.
What do you got in that holster? Is that a 38?
It doesn't matter to the Spork.
No. The titanium Spork. Oh, no, we give up.
It's dangerous.
These things are not toys. Do not give your small children sporks, because that could be a cardboard box or it could be Brother Billy's head.
It's fast.
Oh, are you kidding?
And he's carrying a spork.
And it's dishwasher safe.
Wow.
Leo, this is the kind of information that...
Wow.
Don't miss.
Oh. The titanium spork.
Spork.
The spork.
Spork.
The spork.
The spork. The spork.
Oh, my word. One mean utensil.
Okay, ready?
That's great.
Wow.
That's like that dog video.
Yeah. Dick, all you have to do is spend $1.2 million and you too could do this.
Wow.
The time is now 2 a.m. in Bukava, Belgian Congo.
This is where we wait for Dick to come back. Here's where we wait for Dick to answer the door for just one more UPS delivery.
It's the Daily Gizwiz.
D-A-I-L.
Well, I mean the weekly Daily Gizwiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, my good friend, Dick DiBartolo. Hello?
Leo, how you doing?
How are you? Was there a long delay there, or is it just my imagination?
No, there's a long... Yeah, well, it's silly for me to come all the way to California and for us to be in two different monitors.
Well,
I'm going to run across... I'll run across...
Would you come across the street? Picture. Yeah, exactly.
Well, show me the cat again, because I really can't make up my
mind. You know, it takes so much effort to switch the board back and forth. Why don't you have a nice cup of coffee, Dick, while I get ready here.
God, that's so delicious. Yeah.
Oh, we already did that. How about this one? Let's take a walk down the streets of Manhattan to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, uh-huh. he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not watching the video, immediately stop the audio podcast and start watching the video podcast, because you're missing a rare, rare treat. Da, 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 da. Who knew I had all that jewelry?
Oh, I got such an... My shoulder. Oh, that feels good.
Wait a minute. My microphone is misplaced here. There.
Oh, wait. This game is so great. Let me just see if I can run up the score a little more. There you go. All right.
Coffee here.
Wow. There we go. Let me just have another sip of coffee.
Oh, my breast is so itchy.
Here we go.
Switch, dang you, switch. Oh, man. All right, Dick.
All right.
Warehouse Friday. By the way, who was that behind there? Let's give them some credit.
Give them some credit.
It was that Liz Romero and Brent behind the behind there. Alex Gumpel and Ling Ling. Wait a minute, here they come. Our puppeteers. Alex Gumpel is you and Liz Romero. Ready to blow the horn?
Yep, I'm ready.
And now, Warehouse Friday. You know, if Liz and Alex would go over to the set again, we could demonstrate. They're running. We could demonstrate the lucky throwing cat. You and I could actually do the lucky throwing cat right now if you just watch carefully. Okay, let's do it, Dick. The lucky throwing cat.
Ready? There it is. There we are.
I think I finally worked the staff too hard. Give those guys another battery. Stand up and take a bow. So Liz Romero and Alex Gumpel. Come on, stand up and take a bow. Our puppeteers.
So those guys are great.
They can't hear a word I'm saying.
John,
there you go. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, Liz Romero, Alex Gumpel, and our esteemed staff, and your hands.
What? There were people behind those monitors? I know you hate it when I'm taller than you are. Hang on a second.
I'll get down. Okay.
There. This is a better shot now?
Yeah, much better.
I know you like it this way better. Okay. You know, Leo, I have to put my fez on. If you could just cut to the monitor shot. Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna put this on here. I just put it right up here and on. There we are. Okay.
I'm a little itchy myself. I just that. Can I get my? Oh, that's good.
I can have a sip of coffee.
I could use a sip of water, actually. Maybe I'll just have a little sip of... Where is that mug? It's here somewhere.
Wait. Oh, this is so funny. I can hardly believe it. This is just 3D, man.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the weekly Daily Giz Whiz. I am the weekly Daily Giz Whiz. It makes its own gravy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the all new 3D Giz Whiz. program with Dickie D. Put that Mad Magazine down. Straighten my hat out a little bit. And welcome once again to another fine episode. First time we've ever done this in 3D. What do you think? It's pretty realistic, isn't it?
I think it's really wonderful. Here, take this issue of Mad. I can hand it
to you. Okay, let's just look at that. It's incredible. That. Watch out for the giant cock. That's that gets in the way a little bit. Can we move that rooster? Thank you. There we go. We don't really need that there. Thank you. 3,000. I know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
3,500 miles. And
for this.
For this. Once again, I think it's pretty safe to say that Twit has... Stop it, Dick. I get to switch, not you. That Twit has reinvented broadcast history.
We've brought it down several notches.
And if you're watching at home, I think what you're seeing is the first glasses-free 3D, and it sure does look swell.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's almost lifelike.
It really is, except for us. It was a plan to escape.
I don't know.
World's worst plan to escape.
Well, what was that Stephen King novel that they made a movie out where he escapes from prison? The Green Mile. He escapes from prison by climbing down the sewage pipe.
Oh, down it is okay. In it is.
No, he's in it. He's in it.
Oh.
Shawshank. Yeah. It was the Shawshank Redemption. That's right.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. So you get in it, and then you say to your friend, once I'm in it, you flush.
Yes. And then, whoosh, it's free at last. Free at last. Yeah, Shawshank was a great movie. I enjoyed that movie. I guess, is that a spoiler? I hope I haven't spoiled it for everybody. They're saying
there's enough there still to be seen.
Oh, look. Our puppeteers have left. So apparently it is not a 3D. Well, you know, it's still pretty 3D.
Oh, it's good.
Those microphones look like they're leaping right out of the screen at us.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of the rain, dry yourself off. Here he is, Dick DiBartolo. I don't know what they're running.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to open an umbrella.
Oh, thank goodness you brought an umbrella because it was so wet and nasty out there. I just was pouring rain. Look, it knocked your hat off. It's so wet. Stop. It's getting wet in here. So Dick, what do you got in the gadget warehouse?
They're so funny. Those guys are
If you're not watching the video of the show, you're missing some of the strangest. But it also, apparently, it has on it, it has the cottage. Dick, you've got a son. It has
Sonny, don't play with the equipment.
It's okay. I like it. That's Lisa and her son Michael, who's 8 years old, and
Michael.
And you know what's cool about Michael, Dick, and it gives me hope for the younger generation. He's a major Spy versus Spy fan.
Oh, great!
He loves Mad Magazine.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
It's okay. He can handle the mic. It's not on. It's such a party here. What are they doing? Are they playing beach ball?
Let me hold it. Guys, can I hold the ball?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Can I hold the ball?
I'll give it to me and I'll give it to Dick. So put it in my hands, Alex.
Did they walk away?
They walked away.
They're big, shining chance.
Put it in my hands, Alex. Come on. I know you can. Just throw it to me. Come on. Just throw it to me. Okay. Now, put it right at the top of the TV there. Yeah. Now you got it. Okay, ready? Oh, Dick, catch it.
Get it, Liam. Get it. They almost dropped it. Get it.
Oh, once again,
always watch the video version of the weekend.
Yeah, for the rest of you, it was just a bunch of, oh, oh, ooh.
want to visit in some form.
That would be nice.
So I feel a part of it.
That would be that would be really nice. I don't know what.
And maybe I'll dance with you.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Hey, Dick. Yeah. All right.
Leo. Okay, Leo. Just because it's our anniversary,
let's have a smooch. Come on, get in here, big boy. Lay one on me. Big wet kiss. Come on, watch out, mustache. Watch out, gums. Over the river, and here I
seems to be as close as we can get. I think it's our.
I think it's our feet. Our feet are so big that we can never touch. It's kind of sad. But,
we'll look at each other across the great divide.
It makes its own gravy. Yes, it's the Dancing Weekly Daily Giz Whiz. Leo LaForte with Dickie D. Hello, Ricardo.
Leo, it's the 3D Weekly Daily Giz
Whiz. It's amazing. I don't know how we do it. You know, glass is necessary. Not only 3D, but apparently three microphones necessary.
Yeah. Wow. Look at this. That's why the sound. Yeah.
Are these from the Gadget Warehouse? In front of us today, we have the original Apple clamshell laptop, a beauty, a thing of beauty and a joy forever. And then next to it, yeah, go ahead. Why don't you show this, Dick? Show
okay,
us.
Let me just turn this around.
Yeah.
Is that far enough? I'll turn it a little more.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Oh, you know, this is really hard. This is a 3,000 mile stretch.
You got long arms, Dick. Yeah. And then in front of me, look at this. This is an Apple. What model is this? Portable. You wouldn't know it, but believe it or not, that's portable. It's about 20 pounds. Yeah. Black and white screen.
Oh, earlier, they were first called transportables, weren't they?
Transportables, because they're not exactly portable.
That's right.
Yeah, they're haulable. Sort of. I think haulable. Luggables. Actually, we did call them luggables at the time.
Luggables.
Because you could lug it. But, you know, look at the arrangement on the back of all the different connectors on both of them. I mean, really, they're quite capable computers. Here, I know that's, you can get that mic out of the way there. That's good. And there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very easy to, what are you writing? Are you writing a novel there?
Yeah, here, let me hand you.
There's a floppy. Thanks. You could copy that to the floppy. And
okay,
then,
thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find that slot there, right there. Yeah, that's it. Little there.
You know, I can't see from 3,000 miles.
Look at this. This is how Dick.
Look at me go.
He's writing those amazing, parodies.
This is a nerd
that you're famous
for. The room's moving.
It's a nerd quake, actually, we call it. Yes, the amazing 3D Daily Gizwiz. We spare no expense to give you amazing effects here at the Brick House Studio. So let's fold up those computers and lug them off and get on with. Oh, my arm. Oh, my God, it's heavy. Oh, my God, it's heavy.
It's great.
Let's hit it, Maestro.
A-I-L.
Oh, my hat just fell off. Ladies and gentlemen, in the all new, thank you very much. Dick, how did you do that? That's right here. Oh, there.
Okay. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can do a, do you want to listen? Here.
Yeah.
I want you to introduce me this way.
Okay,
let me just write this down.
Okay.
And let me just pass it 3,000 miles away.
And now, from the all-new 3D environment at the beautiful Brick House Cottage, it's the king of the road, the number one star of our show, and a man who Leo will now pay $1 million a week to, Dick DeBart. What?
Oh, it even got better in the translation.
Hey, Dick, how are you today?
I'm super. How are you?
I'm very good.
Great.
I have to say our super 3D vision is working so well again. Notice, by the way, that we have some antique computers on the set today. I almost did this as my turn the table Tuesday at Turkey. And in fact, I wish I had now because the other one took forever to set up. You see what's in front of me? Right here?
Yeah.
This is, let me just turn that around there. This is a 25th anniversary Macintosh. Apple released this in 1997 to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Apple Computer, Or is it 20th anniversary? I guess that would have been 20th anniversary of Apple Computer. And it really, it's a Macintosh, but it's kind of silly. You see how little the screen is? A lot of that real estate on the front is taken up by that silly, this silly CD-ROM drive. That's not a DVD, by the way. Oh. And the two speakers, oh, it does have a big hard drive, though, 2 gigabyte hard drive. And this thing over to its left is the Bose subwoofer. Yeah, for that time, that was a lot. This, you know, this cost $7,500 when it came out. And I want to thank Bob Anthony for sending it around to us because it's just very cool. I'm sorry, Spencer? Was that his name, Bob Spencer? Spencer. Bob Spencer. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of our show, the all 3D, Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
Leo, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Dick has, this is the new pseudo 3D version of the Daily Gizwiz for those of you watching on video. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
There's like a 40-second lag. How could there be such a long lag?
It's a long distance. I don't know. It is long.
Yeah, it's weird. Why is that?
I do not know. I can tell. Let me see. I can do move finger up and then down. Oh, it's more like 5 seconds, isn't it? Hey, let me hand you this telephone. Let me see how long it takes.
See how long it takes to get across the country. Well, look at that.
See, now that one.
That was almost instant. Maybe
that
you
was
just,
almost instant.
Here's the deal, Dick. Write your answers down and put them on a piece of paper and then hand them to me.
Okay. Let me just looking for a pen, a piece of paper.
All he's got is laptop computers in front of him.
I'll do it on my laptop.
Here, let me open it for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I'm going to type it in. I'm typing this. And then I'm going to turn it, and only you can see it.
Here, perfect.
Let me turn.
They say we're waiting for the laughter, and if that's the case, we'll be waiting an awfully long time. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for joining us. I don't know what's going on, but there does seem to be a little, I don't know why, but something going on with Dick, and then, wait a minute. Hello, Leo. Wow, that worked really well.
Hi. Well, that was my line. Now no wonder the timing's off.
This is just terrible. Why is there so much lag? It doesn't seem like there was that much lag earlier.
No. Do you want to call me again?
Yeah, but I mean, if it gets like this every time after a minute, it's not much good.
Okay, well, live with the lag. That's our new slogan.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what to do here. Okay, Dick, as soon as I stop talking, you talk.
Okay.
Oh, now that was no lag at all.
Okay.
All right. I got a clipboard. Okay. You got a clipboard. Let's just begin the damn show.
Okay.
I don't understand what's going on at all. Let's do it one more time.
Oh, whoa. I think we should wrap it up. I'm worn out.
Oh.
Leo, how are you doing?
I'm good. I put us back in 3D mode briefly.
Yeah, I know. It must be an earthquake there because I feel like you're sliding. Oh, me too. Whoa.
He just rolled off the screen. I can hardly bear it.
Neither can I, big pal.
Uh-oh. Come on and say that to my face, Big Bear. Just come over here and show me.
Yeah.
You think you're pretty tough, do you, Big Bear? You think you're pretty tough. He's pushing me off this. What happened to my big gun? I thought I had a big bear gun. There we go.
I'm going.
Shoot that bear. Shoot that bear. Damn bear. Use guys.
Fight like a man with a magic marker. That's what I use.
Oh, my God. I swear. Yeah, we recorded it. It's all recorded for posterity.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Someone in the chat room said, you're acting silly. Go to bed.
We can't go to bed. We have to do a show.
We're overtired.
We're overtired.
All right. $1.2 million so we could do this.
Yeah. Well, I think it was well worth it.
Well worth it. What a great investment.
I think so.
What a marvelous, marvelous investment.
So, Leo, I'm going to just live with this camera because the audio was
It solved the problem. I mean, admittedly, it's not. Dick, watch out. You're in trouble, Dick.
Oh, my God. No. Oh,
no. Oh, no. He's loaded for bear.
It's right about to go to my mouth. I'm driving my mouth, dude. I can't move.
His house.
Stay tuned for This Week in Twit coming up next. Well, don't look over your left shoulder. There seem to be some strange people standing there.
Oh, those are the people from Sweden that were just in Disneyland.
They just came all the way from Sweden, ladies
that
and gentlemen.
That time portal you installed really works. So it matches
well,
the back lighting in the studio.
I have here, this is a original 128K Mac. It's John Salinina's, and it's bootable, and it's running Mac Paint. And you see what I've done in Mac Paint there? There's your Gizwiz logo.
Well, can you get closer to that? No. I can just see the stash.
Yeah, the stash stands out. Hey, is anybody out? Anybody? Hello? Are we trapped here in these monitors? We can't. Hello? Is there anybody? Brent, would you zoom in there? Thank you, Brent. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There it is. Now, I can't make it green because it's an iMac and that's the only color.
That's very good.
Turn the table, turkey.
Look at, I'm moving the monitor. I'm making that monitor rock around.
Me too. Look at that. Whoa. It's like we're in a giant box and we're just making it rock back and forth. For those of you listening at home, you're not missing anything.
Well, and a squeaker. Easy, Leo, easy. You know what? I guess anchors just like to run after it. Hey, Leo, wait, I'll throw it.
Couldn't get it.
Oh,
I tried.
Okay. That's all right.
I just can't.
You got to admit, I have a pretty good eye. Wait a minute. Maybe.
Oh, it looks like Lisa and Alex are fighting. Liz and Alex are fighting over it there.
I'll throw it again. Hang on. Okay. Let me go. Okay. Here, catch. Oh, they're not ready. Okay.
They don't have one, Dick. You have the ball, not them. Okay. They can only throw the calculator, the water bottle, or the Macintosh Classic.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, ho-ho! He takes them out to play. Ho-ho!
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
You notice when I jump up, I have hair?
I know. It's interesting. This is a new way.
It's neat, isn't it?
Yeah. A new hair transplant technology.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's, by the way, if you jump up even higher, you'll see you have more than hair.
If the kids grow up, they can go into adult games.
Dick, have you been playing with my Macintosh again?
You know, it's very weird. I've been taking these new brain things, and it somehow, not only do I get hair, but my feminine side comes out. Yeah, let me jump again. Watch. See? Whoa.
That's creepy. Stop it.
Wow.
Wow.
smoking tonight. Do we have any drink? Do you have any drinks under your desk there?
I don't know because I'm really thirsty.
Is there anything you have to eat?
Can you believe I work with these people? They are so silly. I asked John to order another one of these, so we will have it put up there. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Leo, can I have some of that coffee?
Yeah, here's some coffee. Have some, Dick. No, you want that one?
Yeah, let me do that one.
I was drinking that.
Mmm, here, toast, here. Let me try that. Ooh, that's nice. What is in that? Is this that taco stuff?
It tastes nice. It's got fuzzy dust in it.
Let me just clean up my space here. Get everything neat. Yeah. Just move your drink out of the way. I don't want to knock it over.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't think that. How about that? Is that better? Oh, look. The frame guy is here.
Does he know that you just can't walk in when theater is
theater is happening.
When we're doing theatrical. Da, 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 da. I'll have another sip of that. That was so good.
It's turn the table Tuesday.
How are you? How are Hello. Getting a little seasick.
Hey,
here.
Leo, I'm just shaking with excitement.
Hello. Hello, Nikki D.
Leo, how you doing?
Are you in there?
I'm here, sir.
Hello.
Ready for duty, sir.
It's time for the Daily Gizwiz. Are you ready?
I'm ready for the weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Oh, crap. I better play. I got the wrong theme in here, I believe. Let's tune down the dial, see if we can get the daily weekly. Weekly daily.
The weekly show is on. What on earth could go wrong? Now it's 6 hours long. The weekly Daily Gizwiz. It just rolls off the tongue. The weekly Daily Gizwiz. With more gadgets than one. The weekly Daily Gizwiz.
He's not for a rocker.
The weekly Daily Gizwiz. Now 6 hours too long. The weekly Daily Gizwiz. With more gadgets than one. The weekly Daily Gizwiz. Now 6 hours too long. The weekly Daily Gizwiz. Now 6 hours too long. The weekly Daily Gizwiz.
That's Dan Luders, the guy who did the music headbanging in there.
Yeah. A lot of our themes.
One note at a time.
He says that you can only headbang one note at a time.
Yeah, Dan, it's so great to see you.
You can see me?
Yeah.
Can see you. It's too bad you're not out here, Dick. Would love to see you.
You know, I was there 2 weeks ago, and we had a really fun time. But I hope to drop into the party via Skype at some point.
Oh, okay.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Well, it's so nice to meet you, and thank you for all that great music you made.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. You're just an amazing person.
Yeah. Such a talented musician. He could do any style. He did all of those crazy letters jingles, the Lost Letters jingles. So he does Elvis.
Michael Jackson.
Like that
sandwich. You need that sandwich.
You like that? We're gonna eat bacon and mayonnaise. Maybe a little bit of banana. Yeah. And then he does the Beatles. Now, do you overdub all the vocals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is talent. He does the Santana. Now, who did the guitar work on the Santana one? So you're not just a bassist. I mean, the guitar on this is great.
I can play anything slow.
But it's you got his style too. You got his sound, you know, which is really neat. The disco. He does a great.
Those are kids, actually.
Those are kids?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah. So I record lots of kids too.
That's really great. Well, they must have fun with that. And then the punk one, which we don't play very often.
I know.
Because it's all angry. Right. It's all the same guy. But everybody's favorite is this one. And we all can't believe. Is that your voice on this, too?
Half.
Who's the other half?
MJ.
Oh, himself. Yeah. He used his hoos.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No wonder it sounds so real.
Half and half. The good parts are Michael.
Is his.
Yes.
Yes. I thought that sounded perfect. Yeah. Very good. Is that his hee hee hee?
Yeah.
That's so good. Wow, you must have fun. What do you use to do all this stuff?
Well, I pretty much use an audio mixer right into a Mac Pro.
Pro Tools?
I cut my teeth on Digital Performer, and I just never...
I have a copy. It's a great program. It's an amazing
really
program.
Nice.
Yeah, it does everything you could ever want to do. It's a
DAW. And I do most of it. I used to have outboard gear, but I do it most in the box now.
Wow.
You know, and... Wow. You know, you're responsible for me getting into this, too. I need to know this. You're the best mentor I've never met.
Well, thank you. That's really nice of you.
Truly. You know,
really
back in, '98, '99, one of the screensavers was on.
Yeah, yeah.
You said, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Because I was conversing.
I should still use that, shouldn't I? Because it's still germane all these years later.
I tell you,
still...
I used it with my family, my mom.
I love that. Well, yeah. So nice of you, Dan.
It's awesome.
It's really great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Really appreciate it. I'm so glad you came by. We'll see you tomorrow night.
I'm going to see
He's going to eat Dick's food and drink Dick's booze.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Dan gets all of your stuff. He's been such a great contributor. It's between him and Paul Minshall. And then a little bit of Mark Blasco. We have the best jingles in the world. Hello, Dickie D, and welcome to the smartest.
You're looking great.
Yes, this is the smartest show on the Twit Network. This is a show where we believe in wordplay and intelligent humor, intelligent comedy. We would never stoop to funny costumes, silly looks, trying to get a laugh for no good reason.
No,
that's not our way.
No. Straight down the line, professional.
Professional show.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I think it's great. I think this is passport quality right here.
I should. Go into your wallet right now and take out a dollar bill. Everybody should have a dollar bill in there. And then look at the size.
Mine hasn't come yet. Would you ask Frederick about that?
Look at the size of the one on the dollar bill. Yeah, we'll send you that dollar bill as soon as you accumulate enough credits with us.
Okay.
It should happen any day now. So that's the one on the dollar bill. Now, take a look at that dollar bill. Now, take that dollar bill, put it in an envelope, and mail it to Dick DiBartolo.
and in the upper right, in the upper left-hand corner, put from Twit Fred Reed.
Yeah, and then we'll be even.
Leo, do you have your new 8x10s to give away at the new Twit Brick House?
That's what I was ready for. I was shooting for the 8x10s. My teeth fell out. That's terrible.
It is time for the Leet edition of the weekly Daily Gizwiz, episode 1337. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how are you? Is that why we have the L in the 1337?
Oh, you are so quick. You picked that up so quickly, Dick. Yes, you know, the number 1337 is Leet Speak for Leet. That's a little recursive.
I knew that.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I had their soup, the Leet soup. Leet, I like
the
that.
Leet, it's so good for you. Anyway, Dick, where's your sign?
Where is my sign? You know, you spent $1 million. I want to see every penny of it on display.
I don't know how this happened. It seems to have fallen into the trash can.
Oh, okay. This is okay.
Let's put your sign up.
This shows you the esteem. This shows you how elite I am.
Now it's the weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Oh,
you go. Oh, my goodness. How can we do the show without a sign?
No.
I'm waiting
to do a show without a sign is a bad sign indeed. Leo, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you today, sir?
Yeah, I didn't have $820 for a brick. So Lisa said, send out $410 for a weekly Daily Gizwiz sign. that will always be up when you record.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Here we go.
My 400.
Hand-painted.
It's granite. Is that right?
It's solid marble.
Solid marble.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same material used for the construction of high-quality boxes.
And there we go. Okay, now
it's the Weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Now this is up. Now we've gone up a notch.
Yeah,
which is very easy to do, by the way.
When you're at notch zero.
Yes, exactly.
There we go. Look at that. That's beautiful. You reminded me. We've got to put the sign up.
Exactly. The JIT, the just in time sign,
is running late. There we go. Right there.
Perfect.
Very
good.
Now we know it's
wasn't that high last week. I sort of remember that.
You know,
it
does seem a little oddly placed, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be just down
a little lower. All right. How about that?
That's better. There you go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we can just dim the lights here in the studio. Sorry.
You fall off the ball again?
So this is measures it, and it will tweet it out, and so now you know that you have you see the green here shows that your diastolic is good. It's under 80, which is what it's supposed to be. Your systolic, that's a nice shot. This is me doing it. You want to show that?
Yeah.
That's me. Okay, so one day in the studio, the readings were kind of high.
Oh, yeah.
So I lay down on the carpet.
And you got it down to one?
I got it to one.
Wow, that's a slow rate.
That's because the dog peed on the iPad. So anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take you now to Dick's Gadget. Wow.
Hey, it's dark in there, too.
Yeah, it must be a national blackout.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in the dark, I give you Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, welcome to the warehouse.
Yes. Hey, you know what's going on right now? In fact, we should take a look at the drop cam. People maybe don't know that we did not take down the drop cam. That was how we watched what was going on. During the construction of the new studios, but we still have it up, and we've moved it to a special location today because you know what's going on today?
What?
The bricks are going in for the Wall of Honor. Isn't that great?
Oh, my word. Leo, that looks super.
It's going to be beautiful. A beautiful brick wall right in the front entryway there.
Yes, I know where that is now.
Well, and you know, you see that light? You can actually see the light from the gear.
Oh, yes, through it.
Through it. So the gear that is above us right now, the light shines through it. The other side of that gear is the brick wall, and you can actually see the light shining through the brick wall.
Yeah. Well, so, Leo, will the bricks eventually go all the way to the top? I bet you wish.
If people would just buy bricks. I love it that Lisa Kensel, my CEO, is actually doing the bricks. And she's got the plumber's crack, too. I think that's that's great.
Oh, she's engraving them. Okay, that's good. I thought it was not going to be a magic marker. I thought it was...
We couldn't afford the... of course, we've got laser engraving. You can't,
I like it.
You know, it can't spill. It's like...
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, literally, I could pick up the whole.
No, that is me. Yeah. Look at that.
And it's but then peel it off by the side. It just comes right off.
Known as Dick's Gadgets Warehouse. Please stand by for the jingle.
Okay. Yeah. One tip on a cup holder that's not non-spill cup holder, not to pick it up and turn it sideways because that really
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The need of the.
You ruined it.
Alex ruined it.
Was it not in here?
No.
John ruined it.
Mark this for the best of.
Leo ruined it. He ruined it for John.
Can anybody find timing?
Warehouse. I don't see warehouse.
Timing.
Everything is in there connected through the TriCaster, and it gives us so many amazing capabilities.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Wow. We haven't really started playing with the capabilities of the lower thirds yet.
This thing. Yeah. It's like three-dimensional.
It's incredible.
I'll see what I can fix in post.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for that great introduction, and I love that theme. It's just, I never get tired of hearing it.
The amazing daily.
Oh, well, you know, you should put a weight on those lower thirds. I know. They're floating all over the place. They're
flying away.
You know, could you put that link in an email? Because it was
what's your email address?
Dick at I'll be here.
The weekly daily giz is a weekly giz is.
Okay.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Well, that does it for another year at the Weekly Daily Gizwiz. 52 episodes down the drain. But I could promise you one thing. We'll be back in 2012 with even more junky material, lousy gadgets, and bad jokes from Dickie D and me. I hope you'll be here, because we will. We'll see you then.
And now, get ready for Dick.
It's Saturday, 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 Saturday.
I'll be here.
I won't.